Now, finally, I'm going to talk to you, Hilda O'Connor, who's raising a young family, etc., and still finds time to get out there in the morning, early running. Good morning, Hilda.
Hilda, anyway, you're involved in the Ennis Running Club for a long time. How many years, roughly?
Over 10 years now.
Are you 10 years?
Yeah.
And what got you running the first day, do you remember?
I went back to a meeting train on the Fair Green about 10 years ago to see could I still run. And I went back and I loved it. And I was running around Lees Road one day with another friend of mine and your brother stopped and that's when we joined up with Innes Track Club. Mm-hmm.
And you've won a lot of medals since, and All-Ireland medals. Tell us about a few of the All-Ireland medals.
I run for the 100 metres and the 200 metres and the relay. I love the track and I love running 10Ks. And I have run 3 marathons.
And how do you find the time? You're a very busy woman, I understand.
I am, but I get up at 6:10 in the morning and I go off at 6:30 for half hour or 40 minutes and I'm back. And it's just like a good tonic in the morning. Mm-hmm. Just clears the head and it's so fresh and the birds, it's just lovely to go up and out early. Mm-hmm. Love it.
And you go on your own in the mornings?
I would. But I'd always go on a busy road where there's traffic and people out walking.
Mm-hmm. And tell me now, Hilda, what are your greatest achievements in running so far? What is your greatest achievement going back over 10 years now? What's the one or two great events that you took part in? That you feel, wow, this is excellent, I could keep doing this.
My very first marathon blew on Cork. I trained very hard for that and I was hoping to do it in 4 hours and 20 minutes. But my trainer told me I'd been in within 4 hours, Jerry Hayes, and he was right. Mm-hmm. 3:57, which I thought was absolutely brilliant for my first time. Mm-hmm. And I think the next would be the track.
Yeah.
The 200 metres. And then there was another one above the track, was the 800, where I got third. It was a very fast race.
Since you started running there 10 years ago, Hilda, tell me, has running become more popular with women of a certain age?
It has got very popular. I remember when I started running 10 years ago, myself and my friend, when we go out in the mornings, you'd be lucky if you met one person running. Now you go out in the mornings, you meet so many people running. You could meet 2, 3, you could meet about 10 people. Mm. There was a time there you'd meet no one.
And in relation to your running, obviously you have to keep a certain diet, discipline about yourself.
No, I don't follow any diet, I just eat everything. But I eat a lot of fruit now and vegetables, meat, loads of water.
And do your children run as well, do you find? Does that link onto your children?
I had a daughter that ran, but she's doing exams. And I have a son that's running, he's very good on the track. Mm-hmm. He loves it.
So you're a member of the Innes Track, and I am aware that there's a lot of members in the Innes Track. Do you think it's something that has caught on in Innes? And do you think that in terms of competitions, nationally and internationally, where does the Innes Track fit in terms of competitions?
Well, fantastic. We have great trainers in Innes Track. Dedicated, the training Monday, Wednesday, Friday and Sunday mornings if there isn't a race on. Mm-hmm. And they're very focused. We're very big in his track. Loads of kids.
And what are the main counties that you compete with? What are the main clubs that you compete with? What are the ones, the rivals?
Cork.
Cork.
Cork. And then you'd have Waterford, West Waterford, Limerick, Tipperary.
Do you see more children getting obese?
Yeah. Because there's so much, but a lot of kids the side of the phones, the tablet, the computer, TV, instead of getting up and out there.
And Hilda, what is your next big objective when you're running? What's your next big target?
I'd like to do Dublin Marathon again. But if I was doing it, I'd love to go and enjoy it and not worry about time. And then after that, then I'd like to do the Boston Marathon, but I don't, that's a long way off yet.
That's a dream.
It's a dream, yeah. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Just go and enjoy it, not about time no more.
And have you heroes, Hilda? Hero running, I mean, when you look at running. Heroes in the running world.
Well, even with our own club, there's a man that's there, his name is Sean Whelan. He's just a fantastic man. Mm. He He has run in every county in Ireland. That is some achievement. And he's local. He's absolutely brilliant. I hope I'm like that when I'm his age. He's about, well, in his 60s.
Yeah.
I hope I'm still running. Because he's absolutely a gentleman.
And that was a few people we had on there on this programme, a documentary, Running for Life. We had Barry O'Loughlin, we had Sean Whelan, Tom Mix and Hilda O'Connor. And they're telling us about their experience in running and their enjoyment around running, etc. And the tips that we could have and their heroes, etc. So I found that very interesting. I hope you did as well.